Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some lawn news, give out a crop report, and remind everyone of the upcoming Extension events, like the next Teach and Taste class coming this Wednesday night. But first, for today's Did You Know, that the Kansas State Fair's opening day is coming this Friday? The State Fair is the world's largest gathering of Kansans, and will run for 10 days starting September 11th through the 20th in Hutchinson, Kansas. Each year, over 300,000 people gather from all parts of the state to celebrate all things Kansas, from thrilling rides to delicious fair food to the must-see entertainment, and agricultural exhibits. There's something for everyone. The 2026 fair also marks the 120th birthday for Kansas 4-H, a program that has impacted generations of young people through leadership, citizenship, agriculture, and personal growth. For more than a century, 4-H members had represented the very best of Kansas, and we are proud to celebrate their remarkable legacy and continued contributions to our state. Come be a part of our treasured Kansas tradition. I invite you to celebrate our history, honor our milestones, and embrace the new experiences and enjoy all that the 2026 Kansas State Fair has to offer. In my lawn and garden news, September is the best time to give cool season grasses a boost in Kansas. But with our triple-digit temperature we have recently had, it might be a good idea to hold off just a little bit. K-State University horticultural expert says you can still overseed cool season grasses such as tall fescue and Kentucky bluegrass in early September, but it's going to hit your pocketbook a little harder. If it remains really hot, you might have to be watering 3 times a day to keep the newly planted seeds moist. You may want to wait until the current hot spell ends before putting your seed down and starting your water regimen, because it will not only save on your water bill, but it will also be easier to keep the soil moist. This year, that may mean that the middle to late part of September is a better time for homeowners to think about thickening up their home lawns. In my farming news, corn harvest is coming to a close, and it's only September 7th. That doesn't happen this early in a normal year. This heat and dry weather pattern has sped up the fall duties for both the farmer and the rancher. Both are going to make critical decisions in the upcoming months as crops are maturing at a faster pace and our pasture grasses are playing out. Our soybean and milo fields need a drink, while some producers are laying the soybeans down in order to bale them for needed forage this coming winter. In my upcoming events, our next Teach and Taste class will be held Wednesday, September 9th at 6:30 here at the Extension Office, 600 West Woodside here in McPherson. This month's class will feature pizza rolls. Participants will prepare the recipes, learn new cooking techniques, and enjoy tasting their creations together. Best of all, this class is hands-on and completely free. If you'd like to attend, please contact the McPherson County office on Tuesday to reserve your spot. Does your child have an interest in photography? The McPherson County Extension is offering a cell phone photography class, a 3-day course where youth can learn basic photography techniques and discover how to use the tools on their cell phones to capture the best possible shots. Participants will also get hands-on experience at Maxwell Game Preserve, working alongside expert photographers, including some with experience working with the National Geographic. The class is open to all youth in McPherson County. You do not have to be a 4-H member to participate. Classes will be September 21st at the Extension Office, September 28th at Maxwell, and then October 5th again at the Extension Office. Registration closed September 14th. To register, visit the McPherson County 4-H Facebook page or call the Extension Office. Don't miss this opportunity to explore photography, learn new skills, and capture something amazing. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.